But when our fear and our efforts shall correspond with our danger, the danger is past. For it is not the impossibility of self-preservation which threatens us, nor is it the unwillingness of the nation to pay the price of the preservation, as she has paid the price of the purchase of our liberties. It is inattention and inconsideration protracted till the crisis is past, and the things which belong to our peace are hid from our eyes. And blessed be God that the tokens of a national waking up, the harbinger of God's mercy, are multiplying upon us. We did not in the darkest hour believe that God had brought our fathers to this goodly land to lay the foundation of religious liberty, and wrought such wonders in their preservation, and raised their descendants to such heights of civil and religious liberty, only to reverse the analogy of his providence and abandon his work. And though there now be clouds and the sea roaring and men's hearts failing, we believe there is light behind the cloud, and that the imminence of our danger is intended, under the guidance of heaven, to call forth and apply a holy fraternal fellowship between the East and the West, which shall secure our preservation and make the prosperity of our nation durable as time and as abundant as the waves of the sea.